Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oh, the beat of my body is looking to groove. Wanna get down, yeah, I'm looking to move. The beat of my body matches to a groove. Wanna get down, yeah, I'm looking to move. Deep, deep down, baby. Deep, deep down, baby. Deep, deep, deep down, baby. When the lights go down, moon goes up and the music sounds. Oh, I love it when the lights go down. Body
we're here now. Shane Byrne is our visiting critic this week. Welcome to studio, Shane Byrne. The mullet himself has had a bounding career in rugby, of course. You were Blackrock, weren't you? Blackrock.
I was.
Leinster,
yes.
For
long
ages.
Time ago.
The Lions. Not that long ago, to be fair. And of course, Ireland as well. Were you in the lean years? You were there for the lean years in the Irish shirt.
Yeah, the lean year. We won the Triple Crown, though, in
2004.
Yeah, the first one since 86, I think it was.
Oh, my. Okay. Yeah, so it was like the lean years, but it was the development years.
Yeah,
well.
It's you know, everything stemmed from that. But we would be the forgotten years, definitely, because, listen, they've achieved so much after us. But we had a lot of good firsts, so we're happy enough.
So it would have been a couple of years, a good few years later after you, before we got our Six Nations again. Wouldn't that have been the first in many, many years?
Oh, yeah. We won the Triple Crown and then the Six Nations, and then we repeated it. Like, it's been fantastic with the Chiefs. I'd love to be playing rugby in this era, you know.
Would you?
You'd adore it.
Like, winning all around.
Success that they're having and you know, the level that they've gone.
Sure, we've treated a Six Nations win as a loss there recently.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it? Yeah.
What? We didn't do two Grand Slams in a row? This is not going to... Listen, we're talking about... We'll come to rugby in a second, just to let people know, Shane Byrne is our visiting critic. We get people who aren't known as traditional or professional reviewers to look at things that you might be interested in. Books, films, we have experiences. People have gone dancing to opera, the whole lot. So Shane Byrne is watching the latest series...
I got the bum deal.
...of Bridgerton.
Yeah, thanks.
Here, I'll get people into the mood for it. Here's the theme tune. There you go. This is Shane Byrne. He's already been triggered by the sound of it. So suffice to say, you hadn't watched the previous series.
No.
But you're in a house of women.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, there's your wife, Caroline.
Caroline and the twin daughters, Alex and Kerry.
Twin daughters. Did they watch Bridgerton?
But I just, wasn't around for that.
What was their reaction?
There
when
might
you told
have been
them?
On. Oh, they a lot of laughter, a lot of laughter, and it was, it's not made for men.
Well, for straight men.
Well, yes, there is that. There is
no gay ones like, watching it, to be honest.
Because there is, and obviously so, and it's perfectly written for that set of people.
I'm just laughing at you searching for words.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, can you tell us now what Bridgerton is about?
It's just, yeah, well, like, it's basically all, because I went right back to the start. I made it worse.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't talk.
Fair, loads of work, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, jeez.
I lasted about 25 minutes now in the first episode, let's say, you know, after much complaining. Go on, tell us what it's about.
Yeah, it's basically, it's centred around a gossip paper, flyer that goes out in the... I presume it's never really stayed in the 1700s for basing our historical facts.
So, yeah, it's the Regency period. Well, it's not in the early 19th century.
A lot of that is yeah. I think it's plot. A bit. I don't think it's exactly historical accuracy is there, should I say? But it's basically about this gossip sheet that goes out, and it's all the scandal around that. And the show is based on, you know, the material that is put into it, and.
Which is
all about
is
who gets married who to who and how and the scandals around and the plots that are put together and how honour can be lost and won in easy strokes of a pen, etc., etc. And it's lovely, fluffy telly.
Rubbish.
That, yeah. I suppose it's probably the same reaction that my wife would have to me watching sci-fi or something, where my brain isn't fully activated. I'm just watching it and taking it in. And I presume this is probably for the ladies. This is probably the same, that they don't have to think too heavily about it. It's not too complicated, but there's plenty going on to keep you engaged.
So the scandal sheet is written by Lady Whistledown.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
They only care about rich people in this. So I don't think anyone poor gets to say a word.
No, there's nothing. There's not a lot of even staff shown or anything like that. No, it's only to when it facilitates what's going on. Someone bringing the post in or anything like that. And there's full scandals that, you know, there's people who are pregnant out of wedlock and everything like that, all those things that
everyone is clutching pearls and gasping. Yeah. Did you watch it with your wife, with people in your life?
No, they just laughed and left the room and left me at it.
You're there sitting on your own watching Bridgerton.
And because it's Netflix, I can't even fast forward it.
There's bits
you'd like to shuttle through, like, oh, for God, geez. And you can't.
The one thing you can do on Netflix, isn't it?
No, you can only. It's not like if you have it recorded, you can fast forward a little bit of it.
I know what you mean.
It's quite complicated.
Yeah. It really kind of skips. You can't see everyone moving quickly. Is that what you mean?
Correct.
Yeah, they haven't done that with streaming services.
No.
Yeah, can be fair. That's
no.
That can be
I think, well, Netflix is the only one that you can't shuttle on for. I don't know. Anyway, look. Let's not get into that. That's a whole other issue.
I think someone might have been lying to you. Made you watch.
Is that it?
Did you go? You saw some of Series 3, the new one, which is.
I watched the first three episodes of the very first. I went right back.
Yeah.
Of the very first.
Oh
yeah.
Nicola Coughlan is in it as the Irish interest.
Yeah.
She's very good.
I know, she's brilliant. She's exactly what will be in it. And I would see, obviously, the first three that I watched, you know, you might have been, I should have maybe watched the up-to-date one, but it's all about the eldest girl in the Bridgerton family.
Oh, right.
And but she's the role that Miss Cochran plays is fantastic, and you can see they're gearing up, which maybe people will know better now. They're obviously going to concentrate on her.
She gets a whole series
that people are
watching.
Is that what it is? It's each
that's
series
the one we
is kind of
thought
about.
You were watching, to be honest. But look,
right.
That's fine.
Well, I do apologise for that. That's not.
But you know quite a bit about this, so you were paying attention. To be fair,
I was. But yeah, look, yeah. I said I'd do it. I'm not happy about it, I'd do it.
There must be some redeeming characteristics to the thing. There must be some bit of enjoyment at all.
Right.
No, there's a question.
Yeah, but I'm thinking.
Okay.
I'm just having a think for a minute.
We'll sit here.
I can understand how if you're in a household and you want your daughters and your wife to be happy, just put them down in front of that and you leave the room. That's probably the best
physically
advantage.
Physically put them in front of it, yeah.
That's the best advantage I can possibly think.
And they're delighted with themselves.
Oh, yeah. Listen, everything you want. It's ticking boxes all over the place.
What sort of boxes are ticking?
Even nudie men all over the place.
I was about
as well.
To say, you haven't even mentioned the sex. It's basically a pornography, the whole thing, isn't it? Because it's fluffing up drama for young people.
I presume, yes. I presume it's, as it goes on in the seasons, it gets a bit more as well.
Because I believe so, yeah. Like I say, I lasted very few minutes and I deleted it entirely even from my memory. Literally the worst thing to a television show I've ever seen. But no, we must find some redeeming characteristics. The music, did you enjoy the music? And you know what they do with the music?
And I have to say, it's the set pieces and everything is done fantastically. And even when they're, you know, it's obviously done through, you know, AI and stuff, whatever, but the showing buildings that exist nowadays.
Oh, the CGI.
AI, God.
You know the Pitbull song, Give Me Everything? That's in the new series. So Bridgerton is famous, people will know, for putting the kind of a classical orchestral spin on popular pop songs to fit the time period.
And they did that in one of the ones in the first series too.
Yeah, they do the whole way through. Yeah. This is Give Me Everything, Pitbull. People know this, they know this tune. This be up your street now this time.
I bop around to that.
That's a good tune, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, that's the Pitbull, and here's what they did with it on Netflix. I'm not quite recognising it yet.
Waiting for the beat to drop.
Oh, Shane, you look so attractive today. Truly, this is the chorus. Oh, there you go.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, yeah. And they did that in I think in the second in the second one they had that they were dancing and there was some song that they were doing that on.
He's putting his headphones down and refusing to listen to any more.
Yeah, no.
There's what's going on in your life. There's already messages coming in here saying congratulations to Shane's daughter on being crowned the Rose of Wicklow. Looking forward to seeing Shane on our telly in the audience in August.
Incredible.
This is
Yeah, just to add to the chaos of my life, my daughter, there's a festival called the Seabees Festival in Arklow. Yeah. And a couple of years ago, she entered it for the crack to be the princess, the festival princess, and she won it. And during that process, she met the current Rose, the Wicklow Rose. And just from meeting her, she said, yeah, I'll give it a go.
Wow.
So that was it. All herself. No encouragement. Trust me. No encouragement for me. With the
slightly the
all I'm just seeing is the outlay with dresses and
God, you've got Bridgerton going on in your life.
Will you stop? Don't even start. But it's fantastic, and even we obviously it only happened last Saturday when she won, and we're only dipping our toe into it so far. But the reaction has been unbelievable.
Really?
Absolutely unbelievable. And you can really see that there's a huge community that really adore this, the Rose of Tralee, festival. Yeah. Because it you know, the news travels so, so fast. And what she's getting, the support and people offering advice and everything is fantastic.
It does a huge thing for women's confidence, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Are you seeing that?
Well, yeah, look, Kerry herself is a sports nut.
Yeah.
And she brought him on, like, that she wanted to go to showing people that, look, you can play all of these team sports and still go out and wear a dress and look pretty and be confident. And so I think that's a fantastic cause that she's doing it for, just to draw a highlight to that.
Oh, that's what she's doing. That's really cool.
She's just decided that's the kind of route that she wants to go with the message that she's doing. And like, I think it's fantastic because so many people don't do it. You know what I mean? But like these people who play the team sports and even this contact in it and everything like that, you know, they should be proud of that and get confidence from that.
For sure. You'll definitely go.
Oh, I've no choice.
Will you be nervous now watching that Kerry up on stage?
Nervous probably not the right word, but I'm just delighted for her. You know what I mean? I just want it to work out for her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's as a dad, that's what you want.
A suitable name, Kerry. For
I know, Kerry.
Thanks a million, Shane Byrne, for coming. So we have to take a quick break.
From the North Tech Studio, followed by your message to 80889.